The Holy Bible is the owner's manual of the born again. Its instructions are not optional, not if I expect to participate in the marvels of redemption and the fullness of the promises. Inherit within God's instructions are a blessing or a curse. Because God's word is true and righteous altogether, obeying yields the blessing of doing the right thing. Because God's word is true and righteous altogether, disobeying yields the dreaded curse of doing the wrong thing. It is that childlike simple. It is so important that I bow down my ear. Proverbs 22:17, bow down thine ear and hear the words of the wise and apply thine heart unto my knowledge. Dear visitor, have you yet to be born again, as Jesus declares in John 3:3? Jesus answered and said unto him, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. The religious world offers its various solutions, but it must be known that there is no other name than the name of Jesus Christ, whereby we must be saved. Acts 4:10-12, be it known unto you all, and to all the people of Israel, that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom ye crucified, whom God raised from the dead, even by him doth this man stand here before you whole. This is the stone which was set at naught of you builders, which is become the head of the corner. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. In just a few moments, I will invite you to follow me in a simple prompt. And if you follow from your heart, you will personally participate in the greatest miracle man can know. Today, all your sins and shame will be washed away by Christ's cleansing blood. Today, all of Satan's bondages in your life will be broken. Today, you will be clean and free. Here is the simple prompt I promised. Click on the Further with Jesus for childlike instructions and immediate entry into the kingdom of God. Now for today's subject. God said, Romans 12:2, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. God said, 2 Corinthians 4:18, while we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. God said, Matthew 12:37, for by thy words thou shalt be justified, and by thy words thou shalt be condemned. Man said, I'm living the dream. I've got money, booze, and dope. I've got sex and sports. What else is there? Now the record. Welcome to God Said, Man Said, feature 1,279, that will once again stand in the gap and proclaim the bona fides of the beautiful book. All of these faith-building features are archived here in text and streaming audio for your edification and to be used as a battering ram against the gates of hell. Every Thursday Eve, God willing, they grow by one. Thank you for visiting. May your home be filled with God's grace and peace. Several paragraphs foundational to this series follow from Three Holy Ghost Staggerments, Part 1. I am a wordsmith by trade. I am in the marketing business, which is an entire industry of words, so on occasion I might be found cloning a word or two. I asked God for a proper word to title a new revelation the Holy Ghost was instructing us in, and the word that came to mind was staggerment. At first, I thought we would be cloning a new word or at least modifying an existing word in a new way, but alas, according to the 16th volume of the exhaustive Oxford English Dictionary, staggerment is a proper word and defined as great amazement, astonishment. The title of this short series will be Three Holy Ghost Staggerments, of which this feature is the second. At the start, everything was very good, but it didn't take long for big trouble to arise. In the Garden of Eden, our grandmother Eve chose to believe Satan's words over God's. In an act of unbelief and disobedience, she ate of the forbidden fruit. Adam followed her pernicious ways, and the law of sin and death began to reign. At this junction, immortality and paradise were lost. The situation was all-encompassing and so very deadly. Genesis 2:16 and 17, "And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it. For in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die." Even though Adam retained the physical image of God, his spiritual man died the day he ate. It does appear Adam and Eve died the second death first, and consequently, all their children would have been spiritually stillborn. Note the word quickened used here in Ephesians 2:1. It means to make alive. "And you hath he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins." In the fall, man's ability to discern and think God's thoughts was lost, and God's thoughts alone produced life and life everlasting. The glorious news is that God made a way to escape our banishment, and that way is found at Calvary. We were spiritually stillborn. We literally needed to be born again. Yes, born the second time. Through the entirely transformative born-again experience, Jesus Christ transports us to a place quite similar to Adam and Eve's situation before the fall. Jesus is known as the last Adam in 1 Corinthians 15:45. At this place, we once again become children of God and can once again communicate with the Father lips to ear. At this place, I hear his voice, and I am instructed and perfected by his own hand. At this place, we once again can understand and think his thoughts. Once again, we are pure and sinless. It is at born again that we once again are the children of God, being formed in the full image and likeness of God. It is at born again where the transformative glory begins. Consider Romans 12:2. "And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." Transformed by the renewing of your mind. It's an astounding that as a result of born again, the physical brain actually changes in the phenomenon that science knows as neuroplasticity. At born again, God begins to develop the godlike brain he has placed between my ears. It is beyond marvelous. Surely it is beyond understatement. The human brain is the most underdeveloped resource in the entire universe. Jesus Christ has returned the born again to the marvels of the image and likeness of God. At this place, we are called to participate in the three Holy Ghost staggerments. The takeaway from last week. One, we lost the image and likeness of God, kept physical image, lost spiritual invisible life image. Appears Adam and Eve died the second death first. Consequently, we were spiritually stillborn. We were dead in trespasses and sins. Number two, restored at the cross and that with Jesus Christ caused born again. We were quickened, made alive. Development in likeness and image begins, transformed spiritually and physically. Number three, everything becomes new. New blood-washed heart, new and constantly renewing mind, new living redeemed soul, new God-focused strength. Number four, in Jesus Christ, the last Adam, once again and called upon to harness God's mind, once again communicating with our Father lips to ear, once again I can think God's thoughts. It's going to seem so simplistic. The three Holy Ghost staggerments are so beautifully childlike in their simplicity, yet so unfathomably deep and vast, even beyond full description. The childlike issue, rightfully so, for Jesus said that unless we become like little children, we cannot enter the kingdom of God. In these staggerments is found all the glory, the power, the beauty, the forgiveness, the freedom, the fellowship, the fearlessness, joy, and marvelous expectation that will not be denied. We are commissioned of God to walk in the three Holy Ghost staggerments, and here they are. Number one, to think God's thoughts. Number two, to see through God's eyes. And number three, to speak God's words. First staggerment, to think God's thoughts. As the born-again, blood-bought children of God, we have arrived at a very glorious and out-of-this-world place. Here, the Holy Ghost is in the progressive process of totally renewing our minds, where we begin to understand and think God's thoughts. 1 Corinthians reads in part, but we have the mind of Christ. How about Revelation 19:13, speaking of God's Christ? And his name is called the Word of God, and God's thoughts are discovered in his Word. We have begun to understand and to think God's thoughts, and with our Holy Ghost renewed minds, Romans 12:2 again, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Second staggerment, to see through God's eyes. The unredeemed cannot think God's thoughts, and neither can they see with his eyes. I recall a particular Sunday evening meeting when a brother came forth requesting a better understanding and handling of situations in his life that arose daily and often unannounced. We laid hands upon him, and he received his answer. 1 Corinthians 12 speaks of the nine gifts of the Holy Ghost, and one particular gift is called the word of wisdom. Two of the nine gifts, the word of wisdom and the word of knowledge, minister in every Sunday evening service. The answer received was, look twice. In other words, look a second time, this time with God's eyes. 2 Corinthians 4:18, while we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen, for the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. God is a spirit, and he sees the reality of the situation, not the physical appearance. Even the end he knows from the beginning. When the prophet Samuel is looking for God's choice of a king to replace King Saul, God speaks these words to him in 1 Samuel 16:7. But the Lord said unto Samuel, look not on his countenance, or on the height of his stature, because I have refused him. For the Lord seeth not as the man seeth, for man looketh on the outward appearance, but the Lord looketh on the heart. The result of Samuel's search was King David, the sweet psalmist of Israel, and from whose root the King of Glory would come. When the mighty deliverer Gideon is chosen by God in Judges chapter 6, the angel of the Lord says, the Lord is with thee, thou mighty man of valor. But that is not what Gideon sees or what the physical circumstances convey. Gideon's response is, my family is poor, and I am least in my father's house. Moses is called by God to lead the children of Israel out of Egypt's bondage. God has great expectations regarding Moses, but Moses can't see it. Exodus 4, 10 through 13. And Moses said unto the Lord, O my Lord, I am not eloquent, neither hitherto for, nor since thou hast spoken unto thy servant, but I am slow of speech and of a slow tongue. And the Lord said unto him, who hath made man's mouth? Or who maketh the dumb or deaf or the seeing or the blind? Have not I the Lord? Now therefore go, and I will be with thy mouth and teach thee what thou shalt say. And he said, O my Lord, send, I pray thee, by the hand of him whom thou wilt send. God sees what the reality of the spirit world is, not the outward surface appearance. The word is, look twice. The third staggerment, to speak God's words. We are literally made out of God's words, and learning to speak God's words begins at born again and continues on in the marvelous Holy Ghost renewing of the mind. We are entirely transformed by this process, and it is 100% a word issue, 100%. Everything is made out of, and God said. Even your DNA gives its building instructions in a four-letter alphabet that is structured in words, sentences, paragraphs, chapters, and volumes. Biologists call it the book of life. It is a word issue. Learning to speak God's words is taking place even now in your spiritual person. We must strive to enter in. Consider the following verses. Matthew 12:37. For by thy words thou shalt be justified, and by thy words thou shalt be condemned. Mark 11:21-26. And Peter, calling to remembrance, saith unto him, Master, behold, the fig tree which thou cursest is withered away. And Jesus answering saith unto him, Have faith in God, for verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, Be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Therefore I say unto you, What things soever ye desire when ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them. And when ye stand praying, forgive, if ye have aught against any, that your Father also which is in heaven may forgive you your trespasses. But if ye do not forgive, neither will your Father which is in heaven forgive your trespasses. We are a word product, a God's word product, and learning how to talk is a Holy Ghost process, one only the born again can know. Once again, the three Holy Ghost staggerments are 1, to think God's thoughts, 2, see through God's eyes, and 3, speak God's words. Here's an example using the three staggerments, and it regards the God said, man said ministry. God has instructed me to think of and see the earth as he does, small. Isaiah 66:1, thus saith the Lord, the heaven is my throne, and the earth is my footstool. Where is the house that ye build unto me, and where is the place of my rest? The earth is God's footstool. His feet are propped up on it. He instructed me to see the earth as my fist, small. The next instruction was to cast a net around it, and that net would be called GodSaidManSaid.com. From this platform, we were commissioned to speak God's words. My response to God's instructions was, Wow, God, that is so cool. I was being taught to think God's thoughts, to see through his eyes, and to speak his words. Presently, God Said, Man Said is published in English, Mandarin, and Spanish. And by the end of this year, God willing, we will be broadcasting and publishing in every digitized language on earth. At the time of this weekly broadcast, August 28, 2025, God Said, Man Said's soul counter tallies over 3,810,000 souls. Our goal is to reach 5 million souls gained to Christ by the year's end. Visitors to this website are into the millions stacked, but the God Said, Man Said soul counter only counts those souls who have responded to the invitation to repent of their sins and surrender their lives to Jesus Christ. Once more, the three Holy Ghost staggerments are 1. Think God's thoughts, 2, see through God's eyes, and 3, speak God's words. All the power and glory live here. One day all of God's redeemed will stand before the judgment seat of Christ to give an account of what we have done in our bodies. Imagine such a thought. 2 Corinthians 5:10, for we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive the things done in his body, according that he hath done, whether it be good or bad. I'm concerned. Imagine, such unspeakable power lies within our new creature grasp. My embarrassment is in how little of it I have demonstrated. I am concerned about that, because there will be an accounting. If, like me, you look back upon your life and see episodes that were less than Holy Ghost dynamic, stop. Put them under the blood and move forward today. Think God's thoughts. See with God's eyes. And speak God's words. Our future is bright indeed. God said, Romans 12:2, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. God said, 2 Corinthians 4:18, while we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen, for the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. God said, Matthew 12:37, for by thy words thou shalt be justified, and by thy words thou shalt be condemned. Man said, I'm living the dream. I've got money, booze, and dope. I've got sex and sports. Hey, what else is there? Now you have the record.